This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, you don't have to tell farmers in Iowa how much Mother Nature can change our plans. We went from a multi-year drought to a period where we caught back up in a matter of weeks, and then suddenly we're back in a drought again. While it probably isn't enough to make you feel better about the situation, you can be rest assured that Mother Nature that is in charge here is the exact same Mother Nature that's been off her meds everywhere else in the world. Just seems like she can't get it right no matter where she's at. And then we can talk about what's happening in South America with their planting progress next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
While the rainy season has started in Brazil, there's been a lot of worry about the damage the dry season did and the toll it took on soybean planting. Things are off to a slow start even after the rains have come back, and that could impact the soybean crops in South America. Dr. Michael Cadanier is the president of Soybean and Corn Advisor and says that the central part of Brazil is very low on moisture right now.
It was an extended dry season, and they're finally now getting some rain in Brazil, but it's a number of weeks later than normal. You know, Brazil right now, soybeans are 18% planted. Last year was 30%, and that's up 10 points for the week. Now, if you look at the big state, Mato Grosso, they're 25% planted on soybeans. And last year, they were 60%, so they're way behind last year.
Argentina's also behind in rainfall, and that's not good news after a really bad drought that it had just a few years back. However, it's not affecting their soybean crop as much. Their main concern is with corn.
I think the bigger issue is corn, because in Brazil, 75% of the corn is planted as a double crop after soybeans. Now, if the soybean planting is delayed, that then delays the planting of the second crop of corn. And the more that corn gets delayed in planting, the lower the yield prospects for the second crop of corn.
Just like with anywhere else in the world, Brazil is on the calendar as far as getting their crops in the ground on time. Their safrinha crop is highly dependent on being able to get it in by the mid to late February. And a slow start to the soybean planting this fall is not helping them get anything done on time.
See, the ideal planting window for safrinha corn in Brazil closes about February 20th. Now, if you plant your soybeans too late, you can't plant your corn in time. And the later that corn planting goes, if it goes into March, there's less and less yield potential because the crop will run out of moisture before it matures. And the rainy season starts up again sometime in May.
So overall, the bigger concern is with the total corn crop in South America. The safrinha corn in Brazil could be behind, and Argentina is under the pressure.
Farmers in Argentina had already decided they're going to plant less corn and more soybeans. And less corn because last year they had an infestation of corn leafhoppers, which spreads corn stunt disease, and it was really bad. A lot of farmers lost their entire crop due to the insect, and they're just cautious.
We have more comments online at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.